Mix 94.5, it's The Jam with Janelle and Sam.
And we have a very special guest in the studio, Sam. We have Anna Mitchell, who is the author of the book Fat Chick Goes AWOL. And you're here as part of the Adventure Travel Film Festival because you are an intrepid adventurer.
Well, I'm a baby adventurer compared to some of the speakers there and some of the movies.
I don't know about that. Because your bio says you've done some pretty amazing things, including the Bibbulmun Track.
Yes, I hiked the Bibbulmun Track in the middle of winter. It took me about 11 weeks. It takes most people about 6 weeks, but I wasn't in a hurry. I'm a big fan of slow travel. Slack packing, as they call it.
Slack packing?
Slack packing. Yeah, there's power hiking and there's slack packing.
And that's great.
When you're 130 kilos, you're definitely on the side of slack packing. You don't go anywhere quickly.
But 1,000 Ks?
Yes.
You walked 1,000 Ks?
I did. I still can't believe it.
Do you have a Fitbit?
A what?
Now, the bio I've got
a step tracker
from here says that you are or were an accountant.
I was an accountant. I started as life in a planet office.
Yep.
And that was basically not my dream. That was my parents' dream. Uh-huh. They were immigrants that came out from Southern Europe in the 60s. And their dream was a big house in the suburbs, a couple of cars, all the mod cons and kids uh-huh. who went to university. And so I was the first one in the family that ever went to university and became an accountant. And I looked at it and I went, nah.
So what was your dream, Anna?
My dream was to cycle, hike and paddle around the world and until I died, basically.
And so how are you going with that?
Well, I got diverted a little bit for a few years in Melbourne on my uh-huh. way to New Zealand. But that was actually really good because now I have adventures without even having to go home, without even having to leave home.
So, oh, wow.
And then when I get back to traveling, because I'm not done yet, and when I get back to traveling, that will kind of give the travels a theme and a purpose.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And am I right in saying that your travels are quite frugal? They're not big, expensive?
They weren't intentionally frugal because I was an accountant. I had plenty of money at yep. that time. These days they'll be frugal. I've learnt to live really, really well on very little money, and that's pretty cool. Yeah, cycle touring and hiking is a pretty frugal way to travel. It's very
yeah.
cheap, you know, because you're sleeping in a tent on the side of the road at the rest areas or in a hut on the Bibbulmun Track. So it's actually a really cheap way to travel.
Now, you're traveling, when you say cycling, it's a recumbent trike?
It's a recumbent trike, otherwise known as those funny-looking three-wheeled laid-back bikes.
It looks like, on the cover of your book, which is International Book Winner, Award winner, I might add, and it's going to be a great read, can't wait. It just looks like you're in an armchair, essentially.
They are nicknamed armchairs on wheels, and I grew up the poster child for junk food and couch potatoes.
Yeah.
And sitting in an armchair was a great idea for me.
Yeah, but 2,600 miles.
Yeah.
That's not armchair adventuring. That's full-on adventuring.
Yeah.
The way I do it is.
Right. Now, you're part of the Adventure Travel Film Festival. When does that start?
I am. It actually started last night, and it's pretty cool. There's lots of people there, and I got to see this really cool movie called Man with a Pram about a guy who walked from Manchester to London with his little toddler girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and wow. there's all sorts of stuff lined up today. There's a woman who paddled from Germany to Australia. There's four chicks who rode across the Pacific Ocean. There's all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Wow. All right, great. Well, when do you speak?
I'm speaking this afternoon at 3:30, I think it is, 3:15, and then tomorrow afternoon at 3:45.
Yep.
And then there's a panel in the morning with myself and other adventurers like Tim Cope, and we're talking about demystifying adventure travel.
Awesome.
It's not as scary and hard as you might think.
It sounds scary and hard. All of that sounds scary and hard.
Read the book, Fat Chick Goes AWOL. Thanks for coming in, Anna. Much appreciated.
No worries. Thanks for having me.